We are familiar with voice recognitions in our new technology. I know you could speak to your phone and it would dial, or you could speak to your GPS in the car and it would at least tell you where, give you some directions. But remember when it first came out, I think it was in the 70s, it was in the cars, it would tell you that the door is ajar, or your seatbelt's not on. I don't know. I think it is the 70s. It kind of got annoying, but they have improved. At that time, it didn't recognize the voice, but it was just a command. But now it does recognize your voice, and it responds to that. Remember the story last week, Easter Sunday, when we talked about Mary Magdalene. Mary standing at the tomb, empty tomb, recognizes Jesus' voice. She didn't recognize the person who walked around and she thought it was the gardener. But when Jesus spoke her name, she recognized that was the Lord. And Jesus tells her, go and tell. Tell my brothers, go tell my disciples. I pointed out, Mary was the apostle to the apostles. She was the first person to see, to recognize his voice, to know that it is him, and to take the message to the disciples. She told them. Well, they still had some doubts, I believe. They came to see for themselves. And it's puzzling. They still doubted her. They were still behind closed doors. They locked themselves up so that they could be safe and did not want some things to happen to them that happened to Jesus. And Jesus, in our lesson this morning, Jesus appears to them. He appears to them through these closed doors. And he speaks to them. He says, peace be with you. Peace be with you. That was the first words that he spoke to his disciples. And the disciples immediately recognized him. Well, they see him as well as they recognized his voice. Now, the risen Lord, I'm sure, was a little different. I don't know. Some scholars think he was very different because now he had a new body. Everything was new. And I could just imagine. I mean, he probably looked so fresh and renewed in his strength. Might have looked different. So his voice was recognized immediately by the disciples. He said, peace. Because he knew that they were frazzled, they were afraid. They knew that they would have to go through the same experience that Jesus went through. And you can see the situation. You can see and feel the tense moments. And Jesus says, peace. Just calm down. Relax. Relax. I'm here with you. I could just feel his presence. And I'm sure the disciples were so overjoyed and so comforted to know that our Lord is right there. Our Lord is right there with them. There could be no more harm done. He is here. He speaks a few words. You know, the first thing was peace. Peace be with you. And then he goes on to say, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And then he says, he breathes, he say, receive the Holy Spirit, and he breathes his Holy Spirit on them. So those were the three words that I was able to capture, if you will, in today's gospel. Jesus' words. Voice recognition. Isn't that something? To recognize and know it is our Lord. Do we recognize His voice? Do we recognize His voice? When Jesus, I preached last Sunday, when Jesus calls our name, our personal name, do we recognize? Jesus says, when he talks about the shepherd and the sheep, he says the sheep will know the shepherd. The sheep will recognize the voice of the shepherd. Isn't that interesting? How the disciples right here in the upper room recognizes. Do we? Peace be with you. The great Christian Corrie ten Boom once said, when I look at the world, I get distressed. When I look at myself, I get depressed. But when I look at Jesus, I am at rest. Isn't that beautiful? When I look at the world, you know, as you turn on the television, you watch the news. Yes, exactly. We are distressed. Every single day, almost every day, people, when they talk to me, you know, I hear that. Did you hear the news? Did you hear what's happening? Yes, we are distressed. And when we, no, I'm not going to say when we look at ourselves, we are depressed, but I'm thinking, yes, we are depressed when we think of our families, ourselves. When I think of my children, I'm thinking, Lord, how are they going to make it through this world? You know, parents, grandparents, you would say the same thing when you look at your little grandchildren running around. Don't you say, boy, how are they going to make it? But when we look at Jesus, my friends, when we look at Him, I know we are at rest. We know that the Lord knows, and He knows how. He knows, He holds our future. So Jesus says, peace, peace be with you. The peace is not the absence of problems. Peace is the presence of Jesus in the midst of our problems. What Jesus is giving, that peace, He didn't tell the disciples, everything is going to be hunky-dory from now on. You're going to be okay. I mean, you know what the disciples went through. But Jesus says, peace. Peace is the presence of Jesus in the midst of our problems. We know that He is with us. He will take us through. P Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. I do not give to you as the world gives. Because we ask today, we ask when we talk about peace, it says, where is peace? There is no peace. You know, during Christmas time, I know several people would come to me and say, you're talking about Jesus and peace. Where is it? Did you hear the news? My friends, the peace is in Jesus. It is in Him. It is not the way the world looks at it. The world does not recognize Him. So how will the world have peace? The peace that Jesus is talking about is in Him. In Him. It is a forgiving peace. Jesus did not condemn Thomas. Instead, He gives him forgiveness. I'm sure you've been there. We've all been in this situation. You know, when we have something in our hearts that we want to go and confess or make peace with the other person, you know how it is, right? It's a burden. It sticks in there. It hangs till you reconcile, correct? Or do you go jumping around like, okay, it's going to all take care of it? No, it's not. The Lord's Prayer says, you forgive as we are forgiven. We forgive as we have been forgiven by our Lord. And until we make that reconciliation with the Lord and with others, it is hard to experience that peace. And that is what is different from the world. That's what Jesus is talking about. The world does not understand forgiveness. So the world does not experience peace. They talk about it, but they don't experience that peace that Christ is talking about. Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. You know, it is impossible without the Holy Spirit, who is the mediator, who helps us understand, helps us receive Jesus, helps us experience Jesus, helps us share Jesus. So my friends, as Jesus came and shared with His disciples, He sends us. He shares with us. He sends us out. He first calmed them down and said, relax, calm down, peace with you. And then He says, go. Go. You've experienced the forgiveness. You've experienced the peace. You've known Jesus. You've experienced Christ. So go share that peace. Go outside these walls. Share that peace. And that's what the risen Lord speaks to us this morning. Paul says in Philippians 4:7, the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, that peace that Jesus promises, the world does not recognize it. But we who have accepted Jesus Know what it is like. Know what that peace is. And that peace will guard you, will guard you, will guard you from anything that can come against you. Here is Paul again talking in Philippians, saying, I've learned to be content in whatever the circumstances are. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. What a peaceful, what a peaceful way of saying, I have God's peace. No matter what happens, He is there. He is there. Jesus is there with me. He will walk with me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. My friends, have you heard Jesus call your name? Have you responded when He said your name? And He tells you, I give you peace. Accept that peace. Accept that Christ. Accept that Jesus in your life. That peace, Prince of Peace. And take the step of faith to face whatever situations that we all might be in. No matter what. He will lead us, He would guide us, He would sustain us. The Prince of Peace is with us. Amen.